With me today is Jim Sprigg of the National Bass Anglers Association. And Jim, you're out of Michigan, but you got a lot of exciting things going on.
Yeah, this year we've really had a lot of expansion. We're spreading out into Michigan, Indiana. We've been there on a small scale, but now we're really stepping it up. Wisconsin, looks like Texas, Alabama, even Virginia might be coming on this year. So we're experiencing a lot of growth.
Well, it's neat. When you do things right, it seems like people jump on board, and you guys have got a great reputation, have had a great trail for several years, and now you're the new owner, I guess, in the last couple of years, and trying to raise the bar a little bit there, I'm sure.
Yeah, this year we've stepped up with Skeeter Yamaha as our national boat sponsor. This trail's been around for about 10 years, and we run a lot of the afternoon style tournaments, a lot of called pot tournaments, things like that, but we've organized a lot of these into divisions that they fish 12-week divisions to qualify for our national championship.
Now, you look at this thing, you know, there's a lot of organizations now that are recognizing the need, you know, for evening trails, also weekend trails, of course, but the weeknight trails seem to be doing real well all the way across the country.
Yeah, it is, especially with our anglers who want to fish close to home. It's not time away from the family. We're kind of compared to the bowling leagues of bass fishing. We allow people to fish generally within 10 to 15 miles of their home. They fish their home waters and have a really good shot at qualifying for a true national championship.
Well, you know, it's neat. You mentioned Skeeter Yamaha, and they are actively involved with the Weekend Warrior Championship and, of course, the Bass Van Army. But, you know, the neat thing about that, you know, Skeeter recognizes the need to be able to expand this sport, and it's pretty evident that you do as well.
Yes, the afternoon, and we do run weekend circuits, more of the traditional eight-hour circuits, and with these, our goal isn't to run the big 150, 200-boat tournaments. Our goal is to have a club field to our tournaments. We fish our weekends are our local regional tournaments that really have the feel of a club and invites the true grassroots angler to get involved with us.
Well, you know, that's important. In particular, and I think in Michigan, you guys don't really get to start bass fishing until June, so you get to make a little bit more hay when the sun's shining up there by having these weekday trails and also the weekend trails as well.
Right, and we've got a lot of ice on right now. Guys were just out ice fishing yesterday, in fact. Guys are just dreaming of bass fishing up here, but we do have circuits starting as soon as the end of February, some of our southern circuits down in Ohio and Indiana. But, yeah, we have a lot of divisions up here. We'll run close to 80 separate divisions, and a lot of them are close where a guy can go fish more than one division, so he can get very involved in bass fishing for the warm months we have up here.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your program. You mentioned Skeeter Yamaha. What are some of the other things you're doing with other sponsors?
Well, we've really stepped it up this year. We've got had a lot of product sponsors coming on. Strike King's an important product sponsor with us. Caney Stopper Lures here in the north. Several others. Venom Lures just joined us. Minn Kota on board. We have one real interesting new program we have this year is through Auto Value Parts Stores to sponsor our circuit. They're offering up NASCAR tickets at MIS Raceway in Brooklyn, Michigan. We're going to be giving away NASCAR tickets to anglers at each one of our first tournaments that we fish. Each division, their first tournament they fish, they have a chance at winning race tickets to a NASCAR event. So that's pretty exciting for us up here.
Well, that's great. And, you know, of course, we've got the contingency offers that if you sign up as either a Skeeter Performance Program member through your trail or a Bass Van Army member, there's also contingency money. You mentioned Strike King. They're going to give $1,000 away at the Weekend Warrior Championship to the guy that finishes the highest using their product. So, you know, you get a kind of a double jeopardy there on a lot of your sponsorships.
Oh, I'm sure. The list is long, I know, for the Weekend Warrior, Bass Van, and for us. I'm sure there's a lot of overlapping sponsors that you and I aren't even aware of yet. I know things are happening fast up here and with the Weekend Warriors, so we're very excited to be part of that. I think as we educate people to all the benefits of both the programs, it's really going to be worthwhile for the anglers.
Well, you look at this thing, that's kind of what we're all in it for. You know, we think that the tour anglers are great, and we really follow them at bassfan.com. We felt that niche is a very, very vital one. But also the weekend guys, you know, getting them visibility and the ability to be able to get some news on how well they finish and what they do and maybe talk to a few of them from your trail, that should give them a little bit of ink and also give them a little bit of incentive to get out there and really try to fish harder.
That's true. You know, everybody wants to emulate the pros in whatever sport you're in, and we give a real chance for guys to get out there, and if their goal is to step it up in the industry and move on, this is a great starting spot. But a lot of our anglers are satisfied just fishing competitively, but their goal is always to fish that national championship, and we'll be holding ours this year on Kentucky and Barkley Lakes, two separate championships, the first part of May for qualifiers from last year, and we're very excited. We'll be bringing almost 600 anglers down to the Paducah area.
Man, you start thinking about May, the very beginning of May. That ought to be prime bass fishing time at Kentucky and Barkley. You ought to have some significant weights caught down there, I would think.
Everything I'm hearing is we should have perfect timing. Of course, you know, Mother Nature may have something to say about that, but we're hopeful, and we've been doing a number of seminars up here. Joe Thomas just conducted a large seminar at a Novi show. We had over 250 anglers attend that, so That's what we do up north here. When we can't fish, we want to hear about fishing and plan for our next trip. And we do have several other seminars planned, and we work with a lot of the regional and national pros that interact with our members.
Well, it's kind of neat because DNR, and folks that don't know what DNR Sports is, it's a boat dealership that has tackle and everything else in it, but it's owned by Kevin Van Dam's brother. He's right up there in your neck of the woods.
Yes, he's about 30 miles from where I am here, and great folks to deal with. They have just one of the largest selections of tackle up here, and we work very closely with Randy, and a lot of our anglers obviously shop down there, and we're planning some seminars down there to work and help out anglers learn about this Kentucky and Barkley Lake. It's a little foreign to some of us up here.
Well, you know, everybody kind of thinks about Michigan, you know, being where the glacier stops. But in reality, great anglers come from Michigan. I mentioned Kevin Van Dam, but there's a lot of other real, real good anglers. Kevin Vida, you know, Mark Zone, a lot of the guys that fish up in that area that you know real well. But there's some great anglers in your neck of the woods.
Yes, and we're fortunate we have, on our weekend schedule, we do have a number of the regional professionals. When they have a chance, they'll stop in and fish with us. Greg Mangus is a pretty common sight out on the water with us. Chip Harrison. This year we have at some upcoming seminars, we have Kim Stricker doing a talk for us on Kentucky and Barkley Lake. Jerry Gosnick is going to do a talk for us. So we really do have some well-known and some real up-and-coming anglers.
Greg Mangus, you mentioned his name, probably one of the best smallmouth anglers that I know, and also does a great job out there as a promoter with a lot of great fishing products as well.
He really does, and he's just one of the great guys in the industry. You know, we're fortunate that we have a lot of the anglers who are also involved in the industry. We have Ron Chess, who is a well-known angler, but also a very important rep with several of our sponsors, including AquaView, Shimano. We have Greg Mangus, as you mentioned, with all of his product lines, including Solar Bat. So it's great. We really have a lot of participation from the industry from a lot of different angles.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and really at the grassroots level, the weekend guys are starting to get to where, you know, it's very, very important. Not only is it good to go out there and fish against your buddies and do the kind of things we like to do at the weekend level, but also the monies are getting better.
Well, they are, and, you know, there's all kinds of different ways to look at the monies you bring in. There's, of course, the ramp payouts, but we also offer a lot of incentive programs this year. We'll be doing a super big bass pot, which is very exciting for our anglers. We're, any big bass at any of our 800 tournaments that we sanction this year will qualify to be in a drawing for a minimum first place of $2,500. We'll probably be awarding close to $8,000 in special end-of-the-season drawings and participation. So we're pretty excited about that. We also hold a $5,000 blackjack shootout in the north in Michigan into the Smalley waters. We have some of the greatest smallmouth fishing in northern Michigan. So we're drawing a tournament up there. All you have to do is participate. I think it's 14 tournaments total is all you have to fish with us, and you can qualify to go to this large tournament that we're guaranteeing a $5,000 first place, plus a lot of participation from sponsors, as well as these will be qualifying events through the Bass Fan also.
Well, Jim, I appreciate you being with me here at Bass Fan Army Radio, and look forward to great things coming out of your trail this year.
Well, I appreciate the time, and I'm very excited to be working with Bass Fan, and I think it's going to be just a great partnership.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Army Radio.